You are leaving at a time when journalists are being attacked for their work. What can you tell reporters and people who are just seeking the truth?
It's critically important. You can't overstate the importance of a free and independent media. You really can't. And I think the only thing I can say is be tenacious, keep at it, because we completely depend on you, the media, to help us understand, not only to keep us informed, but to help us understand what's going on in what is a very chaotic time. For the citizens, I would say get your news from a variety of sources, make up your own minds, and keep an eye on your government and hold your government accountable for its actions. You can do that in a lot of ways. You can do that by going and voting, and also by making public records requests. Get involved in your community. Civic engagement, again, is critical.
Do you think that most people understand what the First Amendment does?
I think most people do not understand the complexity and the importance of the First Amendment. And we always say there is a reason it was first. If we don't like what our government is doing, the First Amendment protects our right to tell those people in power that we don't like what they're doing. I think it's equally important, however, when we do approve of what they're doing, to let them know that as well.
Let's talk about what's at stake. Why is the First Amendment Foundation's mission so important?
The First Amendment Foundation is the only organization in Florida that focuses all of its efforts and all of its resources on making sure that our government remains open and accountable to us. And the way we do that is through access to public records. This is government information. Who is communicating to whom about what? And then also our right, guaranteed under our Constitution, to attend the meetings of our government. Government, I think, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but government would prefer to operate in secrecy behind closed doors. Many public officials tell me it's far more efficient. Well, of course it's more efficient. Nobody said democracy was not messy. Democracy is very messy. But that's because we, the people, have a right to say what we want to say. We have a right to see what our government is doing, and we have a right to hold our government accountable for its actions. Unfortunately, our legislature doesn't quite get it. Every year they pass new exceptions to our constitutional right of access. Right now there are over 1,100 exceptions to that right of access. Every exemption is an exception to the Constitution.
How frustrating is it for you? Because every year, in the middle of session, you're talking to people and you're saying, look at all these bills, look at all these exemptions. Year after year after year, you deal with this.
It's pretty frustrating. And part of it's term limits, actually, because just as legislators are starting to understand the process, just as they're starting to understand the importance of access to government information, they're term limited out. So it's harder for us to foster friendships than it used to be. And then it's just the overall lack of understanding. And I just spent the last 2 days with one of the best groups of civil servants I've come across, and those are the city clerks. And I was talking to them about the impact of exemptions on them as the custodians of the records. Every time the legislature creates a new exemption, it adds a big burden to their duty to redact exempt information. And they're as frustrated as I am.
You've been a great source for journalists. You've spoken often to groups like the Florida Associated Press Broadcasters. What messages do you always make sure to relay when you talk to these groups?
Pay attention. When you get public records, read them. And I thank them for the work they do. It's critical. A free and independent media is critical, and it's very disheartening to see the shrinking of the press corps. And when I see this attack on the media, the fake news, I've not seen anything like this in my lifetime.
It is a different landscape now, and that includes media outlets that are not what you would call traditional.
Correct.
They are funded by groups with an agenda. They are slanted to a certain political viewpoint. How do we deal with these kind of blurred lines? It really makes it more difficult for everyone.
I'm not sure how we deal with these blurred lines. Frankly, I mean, you do your research to the best you can. Some of them are dark funded. We don't know. But that's why I say you want to get your news from different sources and then make up your own mind. Not everybody that puts themselves out as a news organization is actually a news organization. Some of them are just PR firms, and they slap news on their name, and everybody assumes they're legitimate news organizations.
You've had this job for 25 years. That's impressive for anywhere. You have to be driven to stay someplace for 25 years, right?
I've thought I'll be here for 3 or 4 years, and now it's 25 years later, and I'm leaving not because I've lost the desire or the passion or the energy, but because I think it's time for a little fresh blood there. I can go off and do my training, but we need to reimagine how we do our advocacy and our work.
All right, Barbara, anything else you want to leave us with?
I would encourage everyone to support the foundation. When I started the foundation, it was me, an empty room, a desk, and a computer that was still in the box. And it, like everybody else, we've sort of grown and shrunk, and we're stable now in terms of, you know, just our physically stable, but we still have a deep financial need. So to support the foundation is critically important. And as I said, vote. That to me is the most important duty. Our only obligation, I think, as citizens is to vote.
Barbara Peterson is president of the First Amendment Foundation based in Tallahassee. She is retiring at the end of the year. Barbara, thank you so much for your work and all the best.
Thank you, Tina.